Last week, we discussed about Pai Gurdasji. And Pai Gurdasji, as you know, is an eminent Gursikh, a very renowned Gursikh. Countless times when you see we're celebrating Guru Granth Sahib Ji's Gurpurb, or when Guru Arjan Dev Ji is shown as reciting Gurbani and Pai Gurdasji next to him writing that Gurbani. And we learned in the last Sakhi that even a Gursikh of his stature, when a test does come, it doesn't mean you always pass. But Maharaj does give you other opportunities to pass again. It's not like a one-shot deal. The test came again when he was in Kanchi Banaras, or the city now known as Varanasi in India. And when this test came, it was of Nimrata. The final stages to meet God come with abolishing or cutting away ego, stopping ego, lifting ego away. And then it is said that you have darshan, you have an experience of Paramatma. All those akhars of Maharaj nu ravya or sanjog ho gaya. Kei kei shabd Maharaj ne vartaya, using an example of the same union, of a union that cannot be expressed, can't be expressed in worldly words if I were to describe it to you. Right? A union that only can be experienced by taking the words, not of a worldly person, of Guru Maharaj that has given us the words from Paramatma, and through those words that union being created. Maharaj de darshan hone, darshane de lochni banna, meaning that become a seeker, a person who strives and seeks for that pleasure of Paramatma, not only lives to be with Paramatma, but knowing that Paramatma is not dur, Paramatma is not far, he's closer than your very hand. Darsan dekhyo sakal sansar kahe. The world, the complete world, sakal meaning all the world, all say that me darshan dekhan da chaavana. They all say that I want to meet Paramatma, I want to meet Paramatma. But really, kavan drisht so man darsa samaye. But with what another? Because we hear that Maharaj does have his glance upon everybody. But with what another does Maharaj choose that within this mind that we're united with Paramatma, Paramatma that we're told lies as this jyot, as this light that sits inside of us, powering our very actions. With what glance? Well, Guru Granth Sahib Ji poses the same very question and then answers it in the same shabd. So, man loche har milan ko, kyon darsan paya, piche parna hon appa gayan kar de. Man loche har milan ko, man loche har milan ko. Man loche har milan ko, man loche har milan ko. Kyon darsan paya, kyon darsan paya. Man loche har milan ko, man loche har milan ko. Kyon darsan paya, kyon darsan paya. My mind seeks, lochda, wants to meet Paramatma. But in what way can I enjoy his vision? How can I meet him? How do I meet him? Now Maharaj answers in the same shabd, final panktiya, that man arpe ho, homa tajaho, it panth julaiya. Julaiya meaning toro. That walk, jula, jula on the parantaraniya gaha. Meaning walk forward, not backwards or sideways. Ur na pije, pag na khisse. That even though you haven't felt the satisfaction of seeing Paramatma yet, you still keep walking forward, but pagna kise, meaning that your feet don't waver and step off side. ਹਰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕੀ ਆਸਾ ਲੈ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਆਸ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਤੁਰਨਾ ਵੀ ਕੀਪ ਵਾਕਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਹੋਪਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਮੀਟ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਆਸਕ ਫਾਰ ਸਰਟਨ ਰਿੱਧੀਆਂ ਸਿੱਧੀਆਂ ਯੈਟ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਆਸਕ ਫਾਰ ਸਰਟਨ ਰਿਚਸ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਦੇ ਮਾਈ ਕਮ ਵੀ ਆਲ ਵੀ ਆਸਕ ਇਜ਼ ਫਾਰ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੀ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਕਲੋਸਰ ਵਰਚੂਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਇਆ ਜੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਟੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਇੰਸਟਿਲਡ ਇਨ ਸਾਈਡ ਆਫ ਅਸ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਇਨ ਅ ਕਲਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਟੀਚਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ virtues you can't say that I have nimrata now. That's not how it works. You can't say I have humility. The more you push forward to Paramatma, the closer you get to him, his virtues instill inside of you. That's his virtues. So man arpeho, give over your mind. What are you living with this mind for the world for? Your mind and you saying that what I think is, my opinion is, no shadadeo. Leave it at is, what does my Guru think? What does Guru Sahib say? And seek for those answers through Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So, nit seve ho. That margin of nit seve ho, chete karo. Chete karo, nit seve ho, sahib, apana, sat sang milaiya. Remember Paramatma with your nitname. Remember Paramatma, swas swas, with Simran. And sit within Sangat to re-inspire you. Sit in Sangat, so hor tordea, the profit or laha that you should gain grows in many more folds because there's other people like you sitting in Sangat as well. Man arpeho home tajo. Give over your mind to Paramatma. Home tajo. Meaning that forsake ego. That ego holds on and says that, no, this is my mind. Let ego go. It panth julaiya. This is the manner that you should walk forward on this panth. Now, Sri Kalgitar Chamtakar, in the first Pag, on page 200, there's a very nice explanation of darshan. Sain di nadar, sain di mehr, usnu khin vich la ja sakti hai. Remember, it's all about his nadar. It's his mehr, it's his glance. It's when he chooses, when your pagdi pulls his glance towards you more and he says, that's fine. You've done enough now. Here you can meet him. So, darshan. Da mehr hai. That when we talk about darshan, we're actually just talking about Mahaji's blessing. It's a blessing that Mahaji gives. Darshan ta mehr hai. Mehr date de vas hai. And blessings are in the control of Paramatma. Sade vas nahi. It's not within our control. Asa ta mangte ha. Remember this. This is where Pai Veer Singh, this is in the midst of a story, but this is how he used to preach, tell stories, and within the story, he would do his preaching. So he's saying that, asata mangte ha, that we are mangte, we are beggars. Now, when we say we're beggars, I'm sure that I can get every one of you to say it, but you have to embody what, not just by saying that I'm a beggar, but actually think, in respect to what Guru Maharaj is our master, he's the giver, ultimate giver. He's the one who's been giving to the world. And ode kade tot nahi aundi, he never finishes giving to the world. And he doesn't get tired giving to the world. That's the door that we're going to ask from. That's the door we're a beggar from. Not doors going house to house, asking people to do this for us. We ask from Paramatma only. I have to get that clear. So, asita mangte haan. Mangta choli addi rakhe. Now, in India, tradition was that when you go from house to house as a beggar, what they would do is they have a chola on, and from the chola, they would take their chola and hold it like this, meaning they have no other container or basket or bag. They're asking for you to put khair or offering or a donation within your chola. So, in the same manner, mangta choli addi rakhe, meaning that when you're asking as a beggar before Paramatma, don't get tired and say that Maharaj is not going to give today. You keep asking over and over again, hoping that he will hear and he will give you an offering or a donation and have charity on you. Asa vand rahe, keep the hopes of this darshan. Remember, darshan is his mehr, it's his blessing. And blessing is what we're seeking here. To have darshan of Paramatma and choli adde rakhna as a mangta in front of his darbar. ਸੋ ਮਨ ਹਰ ਵੇਲੇ ਜਾਚਨਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹੇ ਬਸ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਯੂਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਬੀ ਸੀਕਿੰਗ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵਾਂਟਿੰਗ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਅਬਸੈਸਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ ਨਾ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਥਿੰਗ ਜਸਟ ਵਨ ਥਿੰਗ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਕੀ ਦੇਣਾ ਮਿਹਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਸ ਹੈ ਦ ਰੈਸਟ ਲਾਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਅ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਇਟਸ ਹਿਸ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਚੂਜ਼ਿਸ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਇਟ ਔਰ ਨਾਟ ਗਿਵ ਇਟ ਯੂ ਜਸਟ ਕੀਪ ਯੂਰ ਹੋਪ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਟ ਗੈਟ ਡਿਸਅਪੋਇੰਟਡ ਔਨ ਹਾਊ ਲੌਂਗ ਇਟ ਟੇਕਸ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਆਸਾਬੰਦ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਕੀਪ ਦਿਸ ਆਸ ਕੀਪ ਦਿਸ ਹੋਪ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਟਾਈਡ ਡਾਊਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟਸ ਇਟ ਐਵਰੀ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਖਸ਼ਨੇ ਆ ਇਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਮੰਗਤੇ ਦਾ ਕਰਤਵ ਹੈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਆਫ ਅ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਦੈਟ ਕੀਪ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਰਾਈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਯੂ ਕੀਪ ਆਸਕਿੰਗ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਇਟ ਕ੍ਰੋਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਯੂਰ ਸੁਰਤੀ ਗਰੋਜ਼ ਅਗੈਨ then you build it up again. If you build it strong in this life and not get it, then it will follow you into the next life. You've made it so strong, sanskar ban janda. It makes an impression on your soul and it follows you to the next life. So, mangta, next part is very important. Mangta kala na pave. Be patient. Remember, patience is another virtue. Mangta kala na pave. Mangta niras na hove. That he doesn't get upset. He doesn't become impatient. Remember, what if you are a mangta at somebody's door and you have your choli or deva and you've taken so long, then you're like, ah, he's not coming. And you walk off and then the person comes. No, it's about patience. Hazrat P. Khincha wanted darshan of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah Patna Sahib. It took over 3 days. He had the darshan. It could have been 7 days and it could have been 14 days. The number of days doesn't matter. It was where his aas was set. It was where his hopes were set. And he didn't leave. And he wasn't upset. He didn't start banging on the door, are you going to show me Bala Pritam or not? It was never that. It was always a patience. And he kept at it. And he did what any Bhagat should do at that time. He remembered the very being that he's asking from. Mangta maan na kare. Hankar na aave. ਮਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੈ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਸੇਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਦਾ ਧਨੀ ਹਾਂ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਐਟ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬਾਣਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਮਾਈ ਬੜੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਮਾਨ ਸਦਾ ਲਈ ਨਾ ਕਰੇ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਦਾਅਵੇ ਨਾ ਬੰਨੇ ਨਾ ਈਸ਼ਵਰ ਮੇਕ ਅ ਕਲੇਮ ਦੈ ਮਾਜ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਇਟਸ ਮਾਈ ਕਲੇਮ ਨੋ ਡੋਂਟ ਮੇਕ ਕਲੇਮਸ ਈਦਰ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਨਾ ਤਾਰੇ Hankar, remember, when we say that Hankar na taro, are we saying that abandon ego? There's an ego that's still going to be sitting there, even if I tell you Hankar na taro. Hankar is supposed to be minimized. It's as if you have filled up a certain glass and the top portion, about like 1 or 2 centimeters of the top part of the water glass, is what will move when wind will come. You can at least block that wind off and try not to let it move. That's as much into your control. Maybe the bottom portion is not. But when that water starts to evaporate, meaning your hankar starts to move away, starts to evaporate, then what happens is every time you get closer to removing it and your control grows deeper and deeper within that jar or your body or the glass, which is your body. So, last bit, hankar na tare. ਕਿ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮਿਲਸੀ ਪਰ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਕਦੇ ਸਿਦਕ ਨਾ ਹਾਰੇ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਲਾਸਟ ਵੀਕ ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਸਿਦਕ ਨਾ ਹਾਰੇ ਫਰਸਟ ਹੀ ਡਿਡ ਲੂਸ ਹਿਸ ਫੇਥ ਹੀ ਲੋਸਟ ਹਿਸ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦ ਬਿਗਿਨਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਲੈਟ ਹਿਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਆਲ ਦ ਵੇ ਬਨਾਰਸ ਰਾਈਟ ਪਰ ਸਿਦਕ ਨਾ ਹਾਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਆਸ ਆ ਡੋਂਟ ਲੂਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਫੇਥ ਇਫ ਯੂਰ ਕਾਲਿੰਗ And if you're calling, just like this one individual, and I've shared this story countless times, but I love refreshing your memory about this, is that when one saint had been walking by another person on the path, but far behind this individual in the spiritual journey, is he was sitting by a tree, and he said that, Santaji, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸੁਣਦੇ. I know that Paramatma and you have conversations. And please pass this on and ask him that how long will it be before I can meet him too? Well, this individual went home, and in his samadhi, he talked to Paramatma. Har naave naal galna. Paramatma na galna kitiya. And he said to Paramatma, aj vyakti milya. See, this individual met me, and he wants to know how long will it be before he meets God. Well, Mayaji says that, tell him that as many leaves as there are on the tree underneath that he's sitting, that's how many lives it will take before that individual can meet me. He said, it's going to be hard. There are a lot of leaves on that tree. It's not winter time. It's summertime with full leaves on a tree. Countless. Well, he went back and he said, he was worried at the reaction of this individual. And he said to him that, you know, I asked and I got a response. But brace yourself. The response is this, that there's so many leaves on this tree. That's how many lives you'll have to take before you can meet him. Right? His answer, he said, then I will meet him though, won't I? He said, I will meet him though. He was not concerned about the lives. He was only concerned that there will be a union that will happen. And what happened? Slowly but surely, leaves started dropping off that tree. Until one leaf was stuck, and when this individual would look up at the tree and see one leaf, he took it as a meaning that Mayaji said that, don't worry, it's just this life. In this life, you'll meet me. So Khalsaji, with this said, Nit Seveho Sahib Apna Mayaji Maryada Dastya, keep remembering Paramatma Parinaras Hoke Maana Taro and Sadale Asa Vandreo, meaning that stay. Rope that ask that you want to meet him and never let it falter or never let it decrease. Let it only increase with time by building sakhiya like this that you're going to hear about Mohana de Sohana today and then keep building up to get to that path. Remember that if it's a sakhi from the past, it still involves Paramatma that's here today. Normally, if I tell you a sakhi of Adolf Hitler, sure, you can take some sikhya, but you don't have to be worried that there's an Adolf Hitler that's sitting here today. He's gone and done with. And as a lot of people have. But the one that guru that we talk about is Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha is still here today. So these sakhi aren't really old. They're talking about Katanava, events that have happened with the same Guru Sahib that's here today. He's not far from us. He'll be here forever. It's just our chance to meet with him. Otherwise, we keep going through this cycle over and over again. So, right after this, I'm going to open up and tell you Raipur ki Rani, who she is, and then the story of Sohana and Mona. Wahe Guru Ji ka Khalsa. Wahe Guru Ji ki Fateh. Khalsa Ji, Bilao Fateh Dawari. Akho, Wahe Guru Ji ka Khalsa. Wahe Guru Ji ki Fateh. When Guru Sache Pasha, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, our 10th master, was coming back from Pagaundi, the Yudh, there's two feats that were accomplished there. One being that Pagaundi, the Yudh, Fateh Kita Si, it was the first battle of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. And the other news that approached Maharaj Ji there was the Janam of Baba Ajit Singh. Baba Ajit Singh. Now, when Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha Chale Pai, meaning that he left Pangaoni and he was coming towards Chandigarh, making his way to Anandpur. There's a large village there, about now it's situated 42 kilometers from Chandigarh. And as you know, if it's the Rani of Raipur, I'm talking about Raipur, a fort, a huge fort there. And the ruler of that fort, Rao Fateh Singh, he had passed on. He left his wife alone, and his wife took up charge of running the town, running the fort. She had a son with her, and she was a Sikh. She believed in her Guru Sahib's Shabde Ucharan Kardisi. She didn't know how to do Kirtan, but she appreciated listening to Kirtan. Praise Paramatma, at the same time, pass the message of Paramatma on to others. And you can see, if you already have a devotion to the Gurukar and you hear about Guru Maharaj Ji in your vicinity, how much inside She was happy, and a joy crept over all of her body when she hears that Guru Maharaj is passing through, and he's nearby at a place called Manik Tabra, that where the Rani set forth with her parja, or the people of her town. They went to see Guru Maharaj. They invited Guru Gobind Singh Sachya Pasha to the fort. Now within the fort, you'll find a Gurdwara Sahib. And Maharaj no langar shikaya, and every individual within the town got an opportunity to bask in the glory of Maharaj's presence. Maharaj also blessed the son of this woman. Her shraddha and devotion led to a blessing that Maharaj would give to her son, and that his line continue with dignity as being a Dharmatma Raja, or religious ruler. He gave this gift not only of the blessing, but also gave a tal, or a shield, and a sword, or a kirpan, Maharaj ne bakshya. Thereafter, they always started calling this town, there's a lot of Raipurs in India, they started differentiating from the other Raipurs as Ram ka Raipur, Raipur Ram, meaning that Ram Paramatma, aap, aake, te vaseba kita si, meaning that he came and stayed. There are two servants that are living in and near the fort of Rani Raipur. The Rani, the queen herself, loved these two. You'd find a fort and you'd find farmland surrounding this fort. Across the farmland, you'd find a small little hut. Around the little hut, you'd find crops pretty much just for their own sake. And the rest of the farming, whatever it was for the rest of the people in the fort. One day, on a cloudy day, a cloudy morning, with rain droplets falling down, there's a small hut that I referred to where these two individuals would live. You'd find the queen standing at their doorstep, knocking. She knocked at their door. Somebody opened. It was Mohana, Mohana being the wife in this pair. Mohana opened, who originally was sitting near a fire that she had started on top of a bed. Sitting there, hearing the knock, she opened the door, let the queen enter, surprised that it's the queen at this time, and the queen made an effort to come within the rain. She presents the queen in, and doesn't just call her queen, she calls her mother, Ammi Kandiya. She says, Ammi, enni khechal kiti, you made such an effort, minu sadalendi. She says that's not why I came. I'm not treating you as a servant to come running as when I call. Is when I want something, I come to you. If somebody needs something, they would go out to the store to get it. In the same way, I needed something, so I came to you. But in the rain, you shouldn't have made such an effort for us. She's like, you aren't servants, you're my children. I look to you as my children. And she said, then just wait, sit here. She quickly took a chadar, a clean chadar, placed it on top of the bed that she had been sitting, which is in front of the fire. She got the queen to sit upon it, and she sits down on the ground. She sits on the ground and then says to the queen that, Ammi, bhukvi laggi honi hai, tiyar karam prashada? Should I go and make some prashada? And I have goat's milk. I can give you some goat's milk at the same time too. She says that's not the pojan that I've come for. That's not the food that I've come for. But I have come for food. And you know what I'm hungry for. So she takes the hint. Mohana gets up. She goes, bishas the chadar on the ground. And hanging from her wall is an instrument which is called a srodha. She takes a srodha. Maharaji di Bakshish, they had rag vidya. They knew about rags. And she sits down, starts tuning the instrument. It's at Amrit Vela. Ammi, who she's referring to as the queen, gets off the bed, sits down with her, nearby her, closes her eyes in order to get this food that she's looking for. And she is taught a shabd to Mohana to sing out. She's taken this shabd. And how did she figure out what rag to do it in? Well, it was the rag that Maharaji originally planned it in. Maharaji has written down before which Guru Sahib recites the Shabd, at what rag that Shabd should be recited in. It was a rag of Sarang. Before she could remember rag Sarang, she started playing and plucking away at the strings. She came to rag Malar. Through rag Malar, it opened up her memory and she went to rag Sarang. And she started singing out a pankti from rag Sarang Mahalla Pahla. Piche wo charan karna, jab lag daras na parsay pritam. Tab lag pookh pyasi. Darsan dekhat hi man manya. Jalras kamal bigasi. So aap bhi uchcharan kariye, jab lag dars na parse pritam, jab lag dars na parse pritam. Tab lag pookh pyasi. Jab lag dars na parse pritam, jab lag dars na parse pritam. Tab lag pookh pyasi. Darsan dekhat hi man manya, darsan dekhat hi man manya. Jalras kamal bigasi, jalras kamal bigasi. Jab lag dars na parse pritam, jab lag dars na parse pritam. Tab lag pookh pyasi, just with this shabd, over and over she reciting it. The one listening is receiving anand. The one doing it is receiving anand. As they've been doing it, the sun has risen. But nobody can tell because it's still a very dark, cloudy day with raindrops falling. But the queen knows that she has duties that she has to carry out, very important during the day. So as the samapti happens, she tries to make her leave. And she says, Bacche toda tanwad, that I greatly thank you for giving me this time and using that rag vidya to color my inner soul. Now I have to leave. She says, Nahi ammi hajini. She quickly runs to her rasoi, where her kitchen is, and she grabs a little container that has almonds, and she grabs a beverage, and she brings it to ammi. She says, Juru shakke jan ammi. Please, please have this before you go. She sees the love, so she stops for a moment, and as she eats, then gets up, and now tries to make her leave, and she sees Mohana starts crying. She sees Mohana, trabak trabak, meaning that with drop by drop, tears are falling on the ground, and she's lowered her head. Ammi sees that she can't leave with her in this condition, so she takes Mohana, places her head in her lap, and she says to her bacche, as she caresses her head, she says that, bacche, inna virag na kar. You're on the path. Marji knows your heart's desires. And if you feel there's something that you're not doing right, he'll fix it. He'll fix it. Just keep walking on this path. Tu honsla par ke rakh. Don't just start dropping teardrops and thinking, aas rakh, Marji on ge tode kare. Tusi inna aas na jeevi chalo. So with that, the queen left. She went to carry on her duties. As the day went by, the evening time came. Mohana does her part, and after the pog, she hears a door knock. On her door, she hears a knock. After the knocking, she quickly runs to the door and sees her husband, Mohana, has returned. So Mohana greets her husband in. She quickly goes and gets a bucket of water ready because he needs to wash up, and then gets prashada tayar for him. And then as he's eating, they open up a conversation talking amongst each other. And what do they talk about? Well, she starts telling that since you've been gone, Vande, meaning that you've gone out for a while, that Ammijan has come. Ammijan has come. The queen has come here a couple of times. He's like, really? What for? She comes here to listen to Kirtan. She teaches me a shabd. I play it, and she listens. And I feel anand from doing it. She feels the same anand that I do from what I can tell. And he says, Tanpag. Tanpag, what great fortune we are, we poor, that such prestigious people, such as the queen, who runs everything where we live, can come to our small kuli or small little hut. That she can come and visit such poor people. How great she is. And Mona goes on to say that she came in the rain too. And making a trip at a time that other people would be sleeping, she would come to our doorsteps. Well, Sorna responds, he says that, look, the compassion that she has shown us, that compassion only belongs to Paramatma. It's a virtue of his, and through her, he's showering it upon us. How great we are in whatever we do and all the mistakes we make, that compassion is still showered down by Paramatma on our home. They are Prabhu Bhakti de vich lagiveya, but still they're on the wrong path. Why are they on the wrong path? I'll explain to you. They're malans. They are gardeners that know gardening to such a degree that other people would look to them for expertise. Meaning they know their profession well. They know how to do gardening. They know how to make proper crops and how to use enriched soil in order to get those crops to grow. And they put love and they put their job within that planting and raising those crops. The problem was, is that they're stuck in Karam Kand. They had given food to a sadhu, and a sadhu in return told them, from what I know of how to get to Paramatma, when they would ask him on which way I should get to Paramatma, kis tarike naal main Paramatma nu mila, when they would ask these kind of questions to the sadhu, this sadhu being a Karam Kandi, or a person who's stuck in ritualistic things, he tells them that for you, and from where you are in terms of your caste, it only becomes of you to have an idol within your home, and then you do puja, and wash this idol with sucha pani from a well early in the morning, and then present flowers in front of the idol, and also have fragrance that fills the room for the idol, and make bentiya through this. So this was their seva. This is their service, serving an idol. Yet on the same side, there's another woman, because of the rang or the color of Gurbani inside of her, she's presenting shabs in front of them, but they still don't know about the path that she's walking on. Because of her limited time, she comes to listen to Kirtan, but she's not able to fully do prachar and updesh to him to send him on this route. So now what happens is Mohana, this Sohana, during that night, as their conversation went up to around 12 o'clock-ish, and there's a sevadar that comes, a servant also working with them in the kingdom, he comes and knocks on the door. He knocking on the door, he says to him, Mohana opens the door and she sees that it's a person that they know. And he said, I made a mistake. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry to disturb you at this time, but I need some flowers. The queen needed them early on today, but I totally forgot I was supposed to take the flowers and get it from you guys. They're happy. They're happy that this service has come upon them. Even at these hours, both of them go out, go peck out flowers. They bring the flowers on a thal or a tray, and they give the tray to the individual, and him being utterly grateful, thanks them continuously, and he says that I won't let this happen again, but they don't really mind. And as the sevadar walks back and he goes, they're grateful that before the time of Simran, they're able to fulfill a service. So now, doing this, it's already Amrit Vela. And now they see that there's no point in sleeping now because we won't be able to get up. So they both go on a trek. Towards a well. It was quite a distance away. So both of them walking with pitchers. And this pitcher and this water is meant for the idol again. Thakur Puja Anu Kende. So both of them have gone, and now they see it's near a close by forest, and out of the forest an individual comes running. He comes running right up to them, and they see that this individual is breathing really hard, and you can see him breathing because it's cold winter day at that time. And what they see is blood is seeping from his chest. He has a huge wound that's been gashed across his chest, and blood is soaking down. And what does he do? They had gone quite a distance from the well where the forest was. He had come out and he fell at their feet. He didn't mean to go and fall on their feet. He just had no strength left in him. He saw there two individuals, so he tried to catch up to them, and he fell at their feet. And he implored them. He called out and he said that I'm losing a lot of fluid, so it's making me really thirsty. And I know you must be taking it for some task, but please, can I have some water? Please, I don't know how long I'll survive, but I really need some water. I'm very thirsty. As Mohan and Sona, you know, as having a servant Bob or being a person that does service, they would be more inclined to give him the water, but this water is meant for their Thakur Puja. And they explain to him that the reason why we can't give you this water is because this water is meant for our puja. We can't give it to you. He says that, please, I need some water. I'm sure that doing seva of a vyakti who's in Lord or a person who needs service is in a manner serving your Lord, serving the Lord by doing service of poor people that need this water, that don't have any opportunity to drink the water. So he calls out with his hands out. And then they still don't give the water to him, knowing that they're in a dilemma now. But they say that we have to go for it. No, we have to wash this idol of ours. We can't. We can't. And saying this, they leave the Singh, and the Shaheed Singh, who he was, his dying words were, Nale pyar, nale do ghut paani da tarsana, darshan nahi je den laga. What does that mean? You have love, yet you can't spare a little bit of water. The Lord isn't about to grant you a vision. And this person had kamai. What happened is this last pankti and the image of this dying Singh who has blood pouring from his chest, who some story happened, we don't know yet. But his dying words were, darshan nahi je den laga, darshan nahi je den laga. That he's not going to give you his vision. He's not going to give you a vision if you're going to carry on like this. Well, they returned home. But at the same time, the words are echoing in their head over and over again. And each individual, both quiet, not talking amongst each other, they return home. But this echo seems to grow louder and louder within their head. And as they carry out the seva, both of them now start to talk amongst each other. And they say that, look, I don't want something bad to come upon us. I say we take some water and we go back to him and give him this water. When they go back, they both make a mutual decision to go back. And as they both go back, trying to find the Singh on the path towards the well, they find the Singh has passed away. Chirai karge. There's no opportunity now. Now what has been said, and it cannot be taken back. And then another group of individuals came. 5 to 7 individuals came. They're huffing and puffing too. They're glad that they found this body. And then as Mohan and Sona are still in confusion about who these people are and why they've come and now collecting the body, Sona goes and approaches an individual and he says to him that, who is this person? Who is this person? They're like, you don't know. This poor guy had been living in the forest. He had been living in the forest. He does his bandagi. He keeps to himself. He does his meditation. He keeps to himself. But he also knows the art of warfare, meaning knows Shastra Vidya. And from that, he saw that there was a caravan at night coming towards the bend to rob them, because they knew, they thought that this bend would be more susceptible. This Singh got up, took up his Shastra at Amrit Vela, and started pushing them back. And in through this battle, he was able to push all of them back. But in the process, he got injured. And he had a wound that wouldn't be easily mended. And from this wound that he was injured, he came around these parts. I don't know why, but I'm glad we found him. So they took the body. They don't know where they took the body. They're in confusion now. They're thinking in their head that, what have we done? They're explaining this person as a pagd, as a sad, and as a surma, or a saint soldier. Being a sad, his words carry weight. Ek sad bachan atalada, Guru Granth Sahib Ji da mukvaka, ek sad bachan, the words of a sadhu carry weight. Bachan atalada are everlasting. Everlasting. So now, everlasting within a life, this, they go back, they're worried, they sit and talk amongst each other. Where Raipur ki Rani, she hears news that a Singh has become shaheed at her doorsteps of her town, and she's in regret and crying that I've been asking for Guru Maharaj to come. But when a beloved servant of his comes to our door and he passes away, I'm not able to do any service of him. There is a pankti that I want you to know, that I also want you to recite, which I'm sure is very fluent inside of you. Piche parna, santan dukh paaye te dukhi, santan dukh paaye te dukhi. Sukh paaye sadhan ke sukhi, sukh paaye sadhan ke sukhi. It clearly states in Chaupai Sahib that when your saints receive pain, Maharaji Akal Purkh, you are pained. And when your saints are happy, that's you being happy. And if a person does like this come to our doorstep, and we aren't able to serve him and make him happy, how do we expect Paramatma to be happy with us? That was her rationale. That was her mind at that time. But then she collected herself again. She collected herself again. And see, she said to herself, that tenu mroli di seva mili hai. That you've gotten a seva. It was her. The individuals were sent by her to collect the body, find the body. The Rani said that you have received an opportunity to do service of a body. A body which itself was a mandir. A mandir because inside a mandir or Paramatma's temple, which our body, our temples are designed like our body, jime gumti hove, sarir hove, so andar bhakti hove. In the same manner that evi mandira, and within this heart, there was bhakti going on. Mainu mroli di seva mili hai. So, tu tan paag jaan ke kar. Meaning that you're still fortunate to do service of a pavitra ruh or a pavitra body. Or a pavitra ruh that was it within a body that lies now in your town. So, is this sreer nu satkar yog daha de. Da meaning cremate. Cremate. Mandir rolena. This mandir. Or this temple, don't let it lie and roll around on the ground. She says to herself. And she carries out the sadkar of this body in the manner befit for a king. Befit for a king. She does this sadkarna. And not very long after, who comes to her town? Sarbanstani, Sahib Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, these are the days before 1699, meaning years before 1699. Amrita Sanchar nahi hoya. Pangauni te yod to magroa. Maharaj is making his way to Anandpur Sahib, just like I mentioned. And now Maharaj has stopped nearby this town. Rani finds out, goes herself, walks and invites Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha to come to this town. Then, who has an opportunity? Everybody in the town to see Guru Gobind Singh Ji, including Sohana Te Mohana. When news amongst the servants in the fort, start coming around. Guru Gobind Singh Ji is coming. Kalgiyan Tar Patshah is coming. He's coming. It's the Rani. She believes in Guru Gobind Singh Ji. He's coming. Coming within the fort. Make sure you guys are at your best. Make sure you make the Rani happy. Mohana, the Sohana, find out that this is the guru of the individual that they saw pass away, that they could have provided some sort of water or some sort of service before his last days. Ek sura, ek pura guru. Ek sura da pura guru, hun on lag gaya. So we have an opportunity to have the presence of Guru Gobind Singh Ji and get to see him or have his darshan. Khalsa Ji, Maharaj Ji came. Maharaj Ji sat, individuals came all around the village, sign and matha tekya. Oh, they gave offerings to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. Then Mohana and Sona were coming to see Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and Maharaj Ji left his singhasan. Maharaj Ji left his singhasan and went to a room. They come, they see that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is gone. They tried several times to see Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. But not once. But everybody has. Everybody's talking. Whether they're talking that kinni soni kalgi hai Sache Patshah de laggi. And Maharaj's words give me peace at the back of my head. Now I forget about my worldly duties. Some are saying that Sache Patshah kinni soni shastra pa ke rakhde hai. Maharaj da chehra kis tarah la la dag dag karda. Meaning that it's radiant. Well, Mohana and Sona ne darshan naseeb nahi kite, meaning that they never got to experience darshan. But one last attempt. They had one last attempt. There's only one path that Guru Gobind Singh Ji can go back. So what do? Half a kilometer down, they go and stand. Whether if it's a crowd, anybody's coming, first we see Guru Gobind Singh Ji and then the crowd that's walking behind. There's no way we can miss Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. And as Maharaj makes his way on this one road, as he's walking, as he's on his koda, and he's moving forward on the koda, he pulls the reins of the koda towards the farm and makes another path. And they wait and wait and wait, and then certain individuals are passing on the road. They said that, did you see Guru Gobind Singh Ji early on this path? They say, we did. Is he coming yet? No, no, he took another road. He just made his own path through the farms. And then words echoed in their head. Darshan nahi je den laga. Darshan nahi je den laga. He's not about to grant you his vision. Words echoing and them thinking that image that said these words. Then trying to make sense of what's happening. And what was happening is that they interpreted the words as them not being able to see the Lord, Paramatma. Yes, that's what it clearly means. As Thakur tonu nahi milan lagya, darshan nahi je den lagya. But they tied the two together. That maybe the Lord is Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. And now he's taking the words of this sadh and living up to these words and not granting us a vision. The Lord has been embodied within Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Maharaj Ji, Guru Gobind Singh Ji is the embodiment of the Lord. Vai pargateo mard agamra varyam akela or vai pargateo pagvant roop Guru Gobind Sura. Pagvant roop, pagvant roop Guru Gobind Singh Ji. The embodiment of the Lord is Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And doesn't Maharaj Ji know about the words of his pagats? What happens as they're torn inside? It's as if their heart had been shattered and their pieces are crumbling on the ground. That God came to our town, but he didn't grant us vision. Yes, we are to stay within his will and accept this. But at the same time, we have a longing to go towards Paramatma. Unna de darshan lain vaste. That's what we asked. Every individual that we would feed, that we thought had some sense of bhakti in them. Now how do we get to Paramatma? Now Paramatma comes and look at our fortune. There's a shadow of somebody's words looming over our head and we are not able to see his darshan. Ek paase bhakti ek passe darshan nahi pa sakte. Are they upset? No. They leave everything behind in that town. And they make their way to Anandpur Sahib. But the two of them sat down one night and they discussed amongst each other. They said to each other that we have to go. We have to go to Anandpur Sahib. If Maharaj is not going to come towards us, we have to go towards him. And Anandpur Sahib is where he is, we'll go. But what if there too we receive this kind of treatment? Darshan nahi je den laga. That Maharaj is not going to grant us his presence. Possibly that will be the case. But we can't be far from him. I want to do service of him. Sorna says to Mohana, his wife. Mohana says, I agree. I'm coming with you. They pack their belongings. Along the way they're discussing, what will we do when we get there? Are we going to put a bhoj or a burden on Maharaj to feed us when we're there? No. Sorna says, no. Maharaj has given us a certain talent. We can work with our hands. We have two hands. We can work. You're good at weaving baskets. You can teach me, and we both weave baskets, and we'll sell them at Anandpur Sahib. With that, we'll earn our food. We can eat off that. And then gardening is what we do. Let's go to the head gardener at Anandpur Sahib and go to him and ask him if we can do seva, and then we'll do seva with the rest of our time. Not having children, it's just a husband and wife. They reach Anandpur Sahib. They ask around, asking who the gardener is. His name is Pai Kesara Singh. Pai Kesara Singh used to be the gardener at Anandpur Sahib. Well, within this city, Pai Kesara, the gardener, who's the head gardener, who was responsible, they come to him, implore him. And we have asked to do service of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. We have asked to have darshan of him too. And you can't break that inside of us. We ask you, can you give us a spot here? We won't ask for much, but we'll give as much shraddha and faith to doing service. He says, that's all right. A lot of people come, sometimes they go. I can spare a spot for you. At the end of the farm, there was a little hut, not very similar to the one that they had over in Raipur. It wasn't much, it was sufficient. Enough to sleep in, enough to cook in. They gave it to him. They were happy with this. They both started living within it. As months would go by, Pai Kesara would see a tapdili in the gardening. He see that the gardening has no weeds at all. All of them are nice flowers, and they're very bright, very bright. All of the flowers he'd never seen get so big at Anandpur Sahib to this time. But all of a sudden they come, and it starts changing around. A lot of gardeners, a little aside for you, a lot of gardeners believe their bhakti feeds into the planting. And these plants, though they're not responsive or conscious, that they will receive that bhakti and that ras, or that job that you do while you're gardening, that ras that flows within the veins, or you can say the stems and branches of the plants, that becomes literally amrit, and it grows, it flourishes even more. Pai Kesara had a job. His job was to go to Mata Jitoji. The first marriage of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah was to Mata Jitoji. Okay? When we say that our Nanke is Guru Ka Lahore, which is very close to Anandpur Sahib, that's where Mata Jitoji got wed to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. Now, a little bit about Mata Jitoji. She had such a strong, strong love for Simran. When I say Tibar Icha for doing Simran, I know I say it as a sentence. And I might say that, this person, they love doing Simran. No, she really loved doing Simran. She got up, not at Amrit Vela, the pair before Amrit Vela. Okay, 12 o'clock. When we say Amrit Vela, we say the last pair before the sun comes up. Pair meaning 3 hours, right? 3 hours above the sunrise. It's Amrit Vela. Well, she used to get up earlier, way earlier in another pair, so 6 hours before sunrise. She gets up and starts her simran. Ishnan Kardi does her simran. She was so attuned, meaning that was in rhythm with her simran and doing jap all the time and talking very little. Everybody called her Jogiji. Jogiji. Now, I know sometimes when you hear a name like Jogi, it stirs something else. But Jog means to jorna. Jog means to be united. Jogi now refers to her being always united with Paramatma through her Simran. So everybody used to call her my Jogi Ji, Ammi Jogi Ji. Well, her Simran was before Amrit Vela, and she would continue Amrit Vela when Guru Gobind Singh Sachche Pasha at Amrit Vela would go to the Divan, and Asa Diwar Aramb Hundi Hundi Si Us Vakit. Maharaji would go to the Divan, and what happened is right before Maharaji would leave their kamra, their room, she would go in front of Guru Maharaji, pehla ardaas kardi, and then she would matha take to Guru Gobind Singh Sachche Pasha. And then she would have prepared on a tray a necklace of kesari full. And then she would take it with pyar, and doing jab, she would place it over the neck of Guru Gobind Singh Sachche Pasha. Tan Mata Jito Kaur. Prem inna dikhaundi Guru Gobind Singh Sachche Pasha nu. And then as Maharaj Ji leaves, the image that she saw of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, she'd place it into her heart and continue doing Simran at the same spot that she originally started. And as she did Simran, it would be all the way up to sunrise, and then the duties that she was responsible, she would take care of. Where did these flowers come from? That's the point that I wanted to get to. That by Kesara Ji, by Kesara Singh, later on he would become Singh in 1699, but I'm still going to refer to him by Kesara Singh. By Kesara Singh used to bring these flowers, especially for Mata Jito Kaur, because she requested the service from him. Well, one day, she sees, flowers a couple months ago were different. These flowers are bigger, and they're like glowing. She sees that there's a big difference, a noticeable difference upon the flowers. And now, she had even witnessed and heard Guru Gobind Singh Ji, one time, he had been passing through the fairy farm where these flowers were, but Mohana and Sohana Avde Kamre De Vich Si, unknowing of Maharaji's passing right near their farm. As Guru Gobind Singh Ji is passing, he goes and calls Pai Kesara Singh, Nihal Hog. Main khushi ho gaya, Sachche Pasha says to Pai Kesara. Pai Kesara says, Sachche Pasha, je tusi khushi hain, main khushi hain, par main akirtkar nahi banna. It was not me that did all this. This change came because two beloved gems of yours came here. Day and night, I don't see anything like it. They're always working here and always remembering you. They're remembering you. Theek ho na jo vidhi ji nahi aaye, they don't really know the Sikh way yet, but they really try hard. And because of them, this change has come about. Maharaji, his eyes rolled back, his eyelid closed, and Maharaji goes quiet, and Pai Kesara is watching all this. Why is Maharaji going serious? And Maharaji says something. He says, Darshan nahin je den laga. I'm not going to give them darshan. Jinna vi pyara utthe, he can't. But he doesn't explain it to Pai Kesara. Oh, to hukum de palna karda. He just takes care of what Maharaji says. He says, tell them that you can do service. I accept it. I accept it. But wherever I am, you are not to be within Anandapur Sahib. If you hear Guru Gobind Singh Ji coming, you are to move out of the way. This explanation is about to come, and it's going to come through Mata Jito Kaur. And Khalsa Ji, at that time, Maharaji said these words by Kesara, confused, but still, it's Maharaji's word, it's his hukam. He goes to the doorstep of Mohana and Sohana. They both come running because they consider Pai Kesara as if it's their boss. He's given us a blessing. He's a saint in our respect that has joined us in some manner with Guru Gobind Singh Ji by doing service of Guru Gobind Singh Sachche Patsha. Well, Pai Sohana and Bibi Mohana stand both smiling at Pai Kesara. Pai Kesara smiles back, but he knows he has to say something that might hurt them. He says to them that Maharaji's very happy with the service you've done. The flowers, he's so pleased, he passed through here. They start glowing inside. Both of them looking at each other and waiting for him to finish his sentence because there's more. And now, Baikesra takes a little break, pauses, and he finishes off the sentence. But he says he's never going to give you his presence. He's never going to give you his vision. He's not going to grant you his vision. Both of them, all of a sudden, their heart sinks in their body. Their heart sinks lower in their body. They look at each other now, and tears are going down their cheeks. As each of them quickly rub the tears off, so Paikesra doesn't see it, as they bow their head low so he doesn't notice that they're crying. Paikesra says to them, the hukum is, you are still allowed to do service of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, but wherever he goes, you don't go. And this is what they said. Sohna Sambalke took care of his voice, and he said out to Paikesra, Jis sevai mili hai na, hevi bohat hai. Somehow we have a connection with Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. We have seva, we have a lot. And if it's Maharaji's hukam that he won't give us darshan, that is hukam. We're servants. We have to accept his hukam. It's his order. We can't do anything about it. It's his order, but please don't expect us to not want his darshan. That's something else. That's something in our heart, and you can't reach that low and how strong it's gotten to see his darshan and expect it to break like that. We still want his darshan. But if we can't get it, what can we do? We have to accept his order. Paikesra haran reh gaya, he walks away with tears in his eyes and saying that to this day, I've met a lot of people that have come to these farms. But these two, I've never met a Jodi, a Dampati, a couple such as these. And when he had delivered flowers to Mata Jito, Mata Jito says, these flowers, how did you change it around? They're so beautiful. I have to give you credit. He says, the credit's not mine. It's of two individuals, Mohana and Sohana. Then, well, Maharaji's going to be very pleased with them. He is pleased with them, but Maharaji says he's not going to grant them his vision or meet with them, not give any darshan to them. Mata Jito says, why? Then why do you expect me to take these flowers? Why are you bringing flowers of people that Maharaji doesn't want to meet with? No, Maharaji, don't get me wrong. Maharaji says they can do service. They can stay in Anandapur Sahib and do service and make flowers, Mata Jito Ji. Amiji, don't get me wrong. They can do service. She says, then there must be something else. And she planned to investigate. Mata Jito later on, that day, when she was in the presence of Kalkitar Sache Patshah. But Sache Patshah, tusi khol ke dasi nu dasso, that tell this servant of yours that why with so much love can they be denied your presence, your vision? Well, Guru Gobind Singh Ji explains about the situation. Ek sai, the jyonda banda, or a man of God or a gursikh of God, Pramatma, ek sai da jyonda banda, living banda or purkh of Pramatma, gursikh, e vaak inna le kar gaya hai. He's made these words, and his bandagi was a lot. Tusanu thakur darshan nahi je den laga. That thakur, the Lord, is not about to grant you his vision. Guru mare ta sikh baksha lende han. If Guru Sahib does something, then certain gursikhs can bring other people that have felt the words of Maharaji and they can be blessed. So Maharaji ta baksha lende hai, but the next line, sikh mare nu guru nahi bakshde. If a sikh says some words to somebody and they're dear to Paramatma, then those words are not easily turned around. Maharaji has to keep those words alive, a testament to his love for that gursikh. But these words came as a curse on Mohana and Sohana. Can any exception be made? Well, Mohana, Sohana, minu pyare han, I love them. It aches me inside. I love those two gursikhs, my two gems, my two laals. But sikh da bachan atal hai. that the words Iksad Bachan Atalada, that I can't, it's everlasting. E tadon tak, tadon atal sakda hai, it can change, it can stop only when, here's the conditions. Jado inna nu surt jio pavegi, when they're inside will start living. What does that mean? They die for the world. Their ruh crosses into a avastha called Sachkhand. They've died for the world. Meaning, if they've died for the world, if there anything that has been said in the world, it only applies there. Well, or jado maut di nadi urar par, urar meaning urvar par. Urvar par meaning that duje paase chal jana. Inna nu, when maut di nadi, when there's no death for them anymore. Chrasila katge, they've gone past this river of death. And they're not afraid of death anymore. That urvar par inna nu ik sar gati ho jayegi, that they'll become mukta at that time. Jaan de vich hunde apne vaak nu palt dende. Or that Gursikh comes alive again, who made the words, and he changes his words around, or these people die while living, or simply die. So, Mata Jito Ji says, He Sache Satguru, He Maan Satguru Kalgitar Paatshah, Pullanta Sada Roop Hai, that our body comprises of mistakes. That's all we are. Our body is made up of mistakes and sins. Mainu bal baksho, he sache paatshah, mata jito da parupkar den. Where she did simran, she wanted to do parupkar. Aap jape avrah naam japave. This is what's happening in Mata Jito Ji right now. That she says to Guru Maharaj Ji, mainu bal baksho. She doesn't say that I have the strength. She asks for strength from Guru Maharaj Ji. Mainu bal baksho, main is veer pehn nu aap de dar joge kar dema. That I make these two acceptable to your door. Maharaj smiles. He said that I wouldn't want any other. Mata Jito Ji asked not as the wife of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. She took the perspective of a Gursikh in Maharaj's darbar. Maharaj smiles and he says, Jeet Ji, Vaheguru Bal Deve. Maharaj, Vaheguru Bal Deve Tenu. He give you strength. To see is Jodi the Sankat Haro. That the difficulty they're in, move it away. The difficulty they're in right now and the pain they're feeling is because they're tied in the wrong way in living. Still that Karam Kand hasn't left their head. I want them to move away from this and you are the right person. You've lived a life of Sikhi. Now you can provide Sikhi to others. Mata Jito Ji set forth. She set forth to the same farm and found the home and one day approached and knocked. Mohana, not recognizing her, still gave her due respect for coming to their door and did service. And later on, when she figures out that this is Guru Gobind Singh Ji's ang, or wife, they figured that this is a blessing from Guru Gobind Singh Ji as Mata Jito Ji to be sent into their home. Khushiyan fair kar de vich sha gayan. Now there's khushiyan within their home again. Apo vichi khosha hor prasan hoke seva kar de. Maharaj Ji is recognizing us. Mata Jito Ji every day comes, sits with them, listens to kirtan, and then gets them to listen to katha updesh so they can understand shabds and the way of Sikhi living and how important ardas is in the Sikhi living and what you need to do in order to forsake certain things that you're creating attachment and that attachment is leaving you behind and not letting you go and move forward. Well, they start moving forward now. Spiritual elevation comes within them. They start to see things that they had never seen through Thakur Puja or idol worship. They see things inside of themselves. Sona and Mona start to hear Jap coming from the Kheta. While they're doing Jap, they hear Jap coming from the very flowers that they're going to sacrifice to give to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They're hearing Jap coming all around. And then there's illumination coming around as Maharaj's Jyot is starting to become apparent to them. So, Mata Jito Ji has given him a vasta that's easily explained through Maharaj's pankti and pichyo charan karna, dam dam sada samalda. Dam na birtha jaye. Janam maran ka pao gaya. Jeevan padvi paaye. the status in life, the actual status, is to become a Marjivada or a Gursikh. A Gursikh defined by Pai Gurdasji as Parampadvi. Parampadvi that we call Turiyavastha. Turiyavastha, landing in Sachkhandavastha. Sachkhandavastha where you start to see Maharaj's Jyot inside of you and all around you. They're getting to that avastha. They're near that door. Now the rest is for Maharaj to see them. They've gone to where Mata Jitoji promised. She's brought him there. But before you enter Maharaj's door, there's always a test. Well, a test was going to come to them. What happened? That Maharaj's Gurpurab was coming up. Mata Jitoji told that let's prepare a har with jewels studded in it and kesari fulla and make it really nice. And then do simran around that har and then present it to Guru Maharaj on the Gurpurab. And I'll present it on behalf of you. Both of them are happy. With Mata Jitoji, their days are much brighter. They're living together as if now we have direction. They've gone and now they said that, okay, tomorrow while they're fresh, early at Amrit Vela, we'll get up and we'll get the flowers ready and then we'll have it ready for after Divan, and when everybody comes and gives their offerings, that's when it will be given to Mata Jitoji. Our seva will be safal. It will be worthwhile. Morna and Sorna go to sleep. Well, what happens is that they haven't slept very long before they heard a knock on their door. Who is it? It's an individual calling himself Roda Jalali. I'm going to read out to you what he says. And he always phrases things in poetic fashion. Roda means bald. Jalali means radiant. It's a radiant bald man. That's what the translation comes to, a radiant bald man. Well, anyways, that's his name that he set for himself. So, eha rabda fakir. And he talks in third person. He doesn't say I. So, he speaks through third person. Eha rabda fakir. Eha Roda Jalali. This is Roda Jalali, the radiant bald man. Malan. Roda Jalali, Malan, he calls to her gardener, a female gardener. He's calling to Mohana. He says, Malan, Roda Jalali, eha Roda Jalali, that this is the radiant bald man. Vaheguru Rabnu Je Mange, Melu. If you ask for Paramatma, to be united with Paramatma, I'll unite you, Melu. So, Rabnu Je Mange, Melu, Roda Jalali. Who will be responsible? It will be Roda Jalali, this radiant bald man. Roda pair lenda moon mangi dalali. But there's a condition. He asks for something, you have to provide it before he gives it to you. Malin aya fakir dere Roda Jalali. That at your doorstep, Malin, female gardener, there's a person standing here. His name is Roda Jalali. Dware te aya jave, Roda na khali. Be careful. If I have come to your door, I shouldn't leave empty. Dware te aya, I've come to your door. Jave Roda na khali. Don't make sure that Roda Jalali doesn't leave empty. Malan nangan fakir, Roda nangan na khali. That don't be confused. That I am Roda Jalali, even if I don't have many kapre on my sarir and it's turned black from doing my pagti or whatever. He wears a toti, doesn't wear any other kapre, his head is bald, and he stands at the doorstep of Mohana and Sorna saying this. De de jo mange, muho kadi na gali. That if you give me whatever I ask for, I won't swear at you. No, not swear. Curse at you. Sarap de dena. That's the fear they had. They had received a sarap, a curse that had loomed on their head from that day. Dasan nahi je den lagga. And now he's threatening to do the same. He said, Nakre bahane kar enu natali. That don't try to give me excuses and reasons. I'm not going to take them. Roda Jalali. Now in a frightening mode, where first she found it amusing, now in a frightening mode, she stands there listening to his whole paragraph that he's uttering in front of her in a poetic fashion. Guru Roda, risade tera jivega mali. She says that if you make me happy, your husband will continue to live. Malin bhi tare, nale tarega mali. That if you feed me, give me what I want, then you will be saved and your husband will be saved. Otherwise, you don't want to take the other road. Khali je na toreya, if you don't leave me empty. Eh roda jalali, if you don't leave this roda jalali khali and push him off. Malin aya jalali, tere roda jalali. Now who's come to your door? It's not just any individual. It's roda jalali. She stops him and she says that, ek mint fakir, main aapde pati nu le aava. She runs inside. She quickly wakes him. And she says that there's a problem. Sohna, what? Sohna gets up. He's like, why, Kubra, why are you worried? They start talking amongst each other. Mohana says to him that there's another person at the door. And he's threatening that if we don't give him whatever he wants, then he will give us a sarap, a curse. We can't take another sarap. We're too close now. We're too close. Mata Jitu ne kinni bakshisha kitiya. Main eh nahi kamauna chahuni. Sohna says, Mohana, kabraana. This is what we'll say. That whatever you want in our home, have it. But take into consideration we're poor and we don't have very much. So this is what they did. Mohana and Sohna went forward. They stood in front of Roda Jalali. And he says to him, Ji Roda Jalali, apa todi naradar nahi karna chahune. That we don't want to disrespect you. But we don't have much. You can see our home, we don't have much. But whatever you want, we'll try to provide. But take into consideration that we don't have much and some things we might not be able to provide. What does Roda Jalali ask for? Roda Jalali wants these gems that are growing around your home, these flowers. Mohana hath jor ke Roda Jalali ji hor kus manglo. These aren't ours to give. They're not ours. This is a farm that does not belong to us. We're caretakers. We watch over, yes. But, and we help in the raising of these crops, but they're not, it's not ours. Mohana says these words, Roda Jalali grows upset. He says, Srap miluga, srap, Roda Jalali will give you a srap, a curse. And she says, Nahin, ji, horakus manglo. Roda Jalali says, the man, jo mangya, ohi mangya, oh devo, jana devo. He says these words. As he says it, Roda Jalali, they say that, they look at each other again. They say to him, Nay, Roda Jalali, maaf kar dena. Roda Jalali grows so angry and he looks like he's going to threaten now with a srap, and then he lets his words out as he walks back and he says, Teri jad na mek. Teri jad na mek. Meaning that you will have no root, meaning any children in this world. You have no children. And you have no make, your possessions. Nothing you do in this world will accompany you. He says this, and both of them stand there. As the words now echo of this in their hearts, Roda Jalali has gone. And they talk amongst each other, and says that this is not a sarap. This is not a curse. This is a blessing. And Mata Jitoji explained to us that attachments are what holds us behind in this world. We don't need any attachment. This is a blessing. They both smile and said, let us rest and get up in the morning now. It's just a few hours, let's rest. And at Amrit Vela, we'll get the flowers ready for Mahaji's heart. And we shouldn't lose our heart. This is a blessing. Well, they sleep. They get up just a few hours after Ishnan Kita. And then they go out to the farms. And Mohana notices absolutely no flowers left. She turns to the next aisle and there's no flowers. And her hands start shaking. She runs in and grabs her husband. And he also sees the same thing and she rubs her eyes. There's no flowers. It's been all pulled out. There's nothing left. This is a big farm. And as they keep moving forward, they find no flower, not even one flower. And they are searching on the farmland where they had been walking. Both of them are running, looking with each other to find any flower. They're thinking that they're in some sort of nightmare. They're in a nightmare at night, and they're trying to wake themselves up by pinching themselves. But they're going all through the farm. There's absolutely no flower in any sight. Kabrai hoy. Mona falls to the ground. As she falls to the ground, Sona goes down and tries to feel her pulse, and it looks like she's passed away. And Sona sees and tries to shake Mona up, and then he falls to the ground too. Both land on the ground, looking for the flowers, which was their bhakti at that time. And their bhakti at Amrit Vela, it was going to become suffal when they had taken it and it would given to Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha on a prestigious day as his Gurpurb. But now both of them lie in the dirt, one on one side and one on the other side. Both dear to Paramatma, as gems of Paramatma, both of them lie on the ground. And the only thing they wanted was to take those very flowers and make it a har upon Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. Now they lie on the field where there's no flower, as if somebody had plucked out their heart out of their chest. And now they lay without any breath on the ground. The next morning, Asadivar has just happened. Asadivar has happened, no flowers reached Mata Jitokur. But she didn't go niras. Jovi Maharaj Malik de Razadevich. Asadivar is finished. Durbar Parevya, Maharaj's Gurpurb, everybody's come. And they're all sitting there. And then there's one sadh who gets up. And this sadh gets up, nagana from the top, and is wearing a toti. You can't tell if he's bald. He's wearing a big topi on top. He doesn't need to cover his head to come into the darbar. And he comes and puts a whole tray of glowing flowers in front of Guru Gobind Singh Sache Patshah. Marji sees him. The Sangat sees he's new to the Sangat. And then Marji refers to him. Hey, Sai Fakir, tu kon? Who are you? Fakir says, Ji, main Roda Jalali. Guruji, Roda Palali. Palali is the weeds that you pull out of the ground. And Marji changes the word around and he goes from Jalali to Palali, meaning that, oh, the empty bald man, the worthless bald man? Maharaj says to him, he says, no, Roda Jalali, nahi Sache Patshah, Roda Jalali. Maharaj had called him Roda Palali, the worthless bald man. He says, Jalali? Jalali meaning Tej. And usually people say if they have Tej, Pratap, they either have Pagti or they have a lot of wealth. And he says, Jai Jalali, ta saade le koi nigar shay kyo nahi liaya? If you're so Jalali, if you're so tanad, wealthy, and Jalali radiant, then why don't you bring something solid to place in the darbar so it can be used within the sangat? He says to him, if you're so Jalali. It doesn't mean that flowers aren't accepted in Maharaj's darbar. No, but Maharaj's going to open up something. He says in a poem, he said, Paje kade neer nahi tekda, that water is not held within a broken pitcher. Nanga paas na tekda maal, main nanga haiga. How can you expect wealth to stay in the hands of a nanga sadh? In the same manner, how do you expect water to stay within a broken pitcher? It doesn't. Maal bina ki nang le aavan, that without maal, without wealth that doesn't sit in my hand, how do you expect me to bring something? Khali hath sada kangal, I'm this skeleton who has nothing in life. Hathi khaliya bas ehe rang de vich rehna. If you are a fakir of Paramatma, then if you had to come empty-handed, it would have looked nice, but you brought something. Now I'm asking you your name, and through your name, I'm asking you, why don't you bring another offering? His answer is, Fakiran de rang, meaning it's the color of fakir, or this is the style of how fakirs operate. He says to Guru Maharaj, and Maharaj says, rang nahi, not style. Rang nahi tang, this is a strategy. This is a technique. You're hiding something. What happens? Maharaj gestured to Sheed Bhai Mani Singh, who's sitting in the Sangat right next to him. Sheed Bhai Mani Singh, who's sitting right next to him, he gestures to him, take off his topi. And Sheed Bhai Mani Singh made up some circumstance. As he's getting up, he said, oh, I'm sorry. took off his topi. Through his topi, all this wealth, money started rattling and falling forward. Underneath his topi, he has his wealth hidden, so he doesn't have to offer it in the Gurukar. He came here to eat. He needed to bring something, so he ripped it out of somebody else's garden. But what did he do? Now Maharaji says to him, Roda Jalali, Jalali ta roda ke jalal wala roda. He says that, are you the radiant bald man or a bald man trying to be radiant? Rab de jalal wala ke sone de jalal wala. Are you the radiance of God or are you shining for gold? Marji says to him, that the flowers that you brought before me, if you don't have anything, why did you break them from the stem? Marji says to him, but Roda Jalali now is so embarrassed, has his head down with his hat lying on one side, with all the money spilt all over around him. Then Maharaji looks at the flowers. Guru Gobind Singh Ji looks at the flowers. And he says, Fulla vich kushboo nahi. These flowers have no fragrance. They have no fragrance. All I see is darkness within these flowers. Fulla vich sundarta nahi. These flowers aren't beautiful anymore. Gam di awaaz hai. There's a cry of pain coming from these flowers. Bejaan faryaad karde han. Without life, these flowers are crying out to me and saying something. Ki faryaad karde han bhai? Maharaji talks to the flowers. And he says, what are you asking for? And Maharaji went quiet. Sangat is all listening. Maharaji now opens and has such a serious face. He looks at Roda Jalali and he said, Rodeya, hey bald man, full netrute, you didn't break any flowers. You broke two hearts. Dil netrute, not just two hearts. Do jiyondiyan ruhan trutgayin, you broke two living souls. You didn't just break two living souls, you broke two gems out of my lap. They're living to see me. They were at the very door to see me. Lada wala pita. Tathe lala wala. Virag nal tak reha hai. Maharaji's filling tears up in his eyes, looking at the very flowers that have been broken away. Tun jagta dar de bhakti ras vich hath paya hai. You put an obstacle between a Bhagat and Paramatma. People taking support of Paramatma, you've come as an obstacle. That was their Bhakti. You broke them. You are the reason why they're lying down on the very farm that they had nursed with every love and every inch of love they had inside of their heart. Don't you think if you break a branch off a tree, the rest of the tree won't feel the shock? I am that tree. He turns his eyes elsewhere. Maharaji starts walking off his Sanghasan and walking towards the farm. The Sangat all get up, all crying now inside of them, knowing that what has happened. And as Maharaji goes forward, all you can hear from Guru Gobind Singh Ji is, Lalo, Pyare Lal, my gems, Lalo, mere Pyare Lal. Bas inne kehnde hain, Mato Jito Ji rushes towards Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They come to the farm. Bhai Kesara Singh is standing there crying, seeing that the two ruah that passed away. Maharaji comes up to him. The pyar brings him to the two souls, and as he caresses both of their heads, they are lying right next to each other. And he's like, Pyaryo, kya si na? Darshan, nahi je den laga. Now don't worry about the nay part. Darshan je den laga. He says to him, don't worry about the nay part, Guru Gobind Singh Ji says. Now I'm giving you darshan. Bachyo, akhaan kholo. Mata Jito Ji comes and says, Bachyo mere lalo, utho. Jinnanu darshan le loch this, you aa gaya. The one you wanted darshan with, he's here before you. Right then, Maharaji nigaah maari. Ye mehr di galla sache paasha, satgur mera Maharaji wale. 1699 he would do it, but he did it a couple events before too. In this event, Pai Sona starts to blink. And as he starts to blink, through a foggy vision, he sees an image. And that image, as it focuses, he sees Kalgitar Sache Pasha, before him, there's only one person that can be so radiant. He closes his eyes. He's not ready. He can't tolerate it. But he convinces himself this is no dream. We've earned. I'm gone past a stage where we've surpassed the words. And we've died in a manner in Guru Maharaj's eyes. And he's reviving us. As Mona opens her eyes, she does the same, closes her eyes. And as both open their eyes, they set forth on a long lost father, as if a long lost father that for every day of their life they've been wanting to see. And they, as they look upon Guru Gobind Singh Ji, no words in the world can explain the bliss that they're in. They've wanted what every Bhagat had wanted. They became the same Bhagats, and now they see the very thing that they have strived for, the very being, supreme being that they have strived for, Tan Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and everything is blank. Just pure bliss from their head to their toe comes. Paisona shakes his head and he says, Nay, Sache Pasha, you're on the ground for us. No, Kalgitar Sache Pasha, please, Nirbalna. But as I get up, I want you to stand up and sit at a Sanghasana or a high spot. We should be sitting lower than you. They take Maharaji into their small kutia. It's become Hari Mandir, Guru Ji da Mandir, jithe sambhal ke Guru Maharaj Ji nu bithaya. They took care of the Sanghasan, got Maharaj Ji to sit upon the bed. Nihal hoye, kirtan kita, ras paraya, and oh, koi akhar nahi hai duniya de vich jira samjha sakda, that what they experienced at that time, it's only about practicality, it's only about walking this path, and it's only about experiencing what they got to experience. Khalsa Ji, time would come, 1699 would come. Pai Sohna became Pai Sohan Singh. Pai Sohan Singh, Bibi Mohana, Bibi Mohan Kaur, the Dona ne Amrit Shakya. And when they were asked, what do you want? Maharaji's kush with you, Maharaji. What did they ask? That Rodha Jalali, he didn't know better. Bless him too, Sache Patsha. Onu vi baksh deo. Tan paag sikhan de. Not discriminating against anybody, having love for everybody, and the love that they see through everybody is Maharaji's jyot. Saan de vich Pramatma disya, and Pramatma vich pyaar rakhya. Khalsa Ji, ek shabd onda, apa piche padhiye, jis tarah unna ne kya si. Darsan pekhat, sab dukh par hariya jiyo. Darsan pekhat, sab dukh par hariya jiyo. Har har naam jape jap tare aajiyo. Har har naam jape jap tare aajiyo. Eho ajar nanak sukh lahiya jiyo. Eho ajar nanak sukh lahiya jiyo. Darsan pekhat sab dukh par hariya jiyo. Darsan pekhat sab dukh par hariya jiyo. Jis tarah we describe Pramatma in Raag Bihagda, At Pritam Man Mohana Kat Sohana Pran Adar Ram. They literally became the virtue of Pramatma. These are virtues we describe Pramatma with. They became those very virtues, embodiments of those virtues. Mohana, that attractive, and Sohana, beautiful. Khalsa Ji, Polchuk Khima Karne Vahe Guru Ji Ka Khalsa. Vahe Guru Ji Ki Fateh Malar Pool Chamo Siri Nath Ramapat He Karunanid Das Toharo Avgun Kot Pare Aparad Avagya Dokh Na Naik Bicharo Jo Ham Poot Kapoot Sabhi Bid Avgun Chukan Das Chitaro Bahage Ki Laj Karo Mujh He Pagvant Deya Kar Taro Pauri He Achut He Puran He Sangi He Gobind हे अपरंपर हर हरे, हे संत के सदा संग, हे ठाकुर ओ नानक दीजे नाम दान, श्लोकाए प्रभ शरणागति, एक अखर हन मन बस्त, वाहिगुरु नाम जहाज है जो सरदा।